Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my!
Atomic submarines, goalie mass serial killers, and aliens, oh my!
Secret agents, fuzzy gophers, and spandex-clad heroes, oh my!
It's Sonic Cinema.
Lawrence Rosenthal with the main theme from 1981's Clash of the Titans. I'm Ray Schwetz, and this is Sonic Cinema, where you'll experience the movie without the movie. We play the soundtrack music from movies you love, and right now we're playing music from the sword and sorcery science fiction fantasy films of the 1980s. It was a time of high adventure. In 1988, George Lucas teamed up with director Ron Howard for Willow. Warwick Davis plays the title character, who is charged with protecting an infant princess from an evil sorceress. Unfortunately, no one could protect the Disney Plus sequel series from being canceled. Here's James Horner with Willow on Sonic Cinema.
Star to Zombies,
and E.T. to Wall-E.
The movie soundtracks all play on Sonic Cinema.
Composer Alex North with A Slight Skirmish from 1981's dark Disney fantasy epic Dragon Slayer. I think it's the only Disney film where a dragon actually gets to eat the princess. 1982 saw the release of Don Coscarelli's The Beastmaster, a sword and sorcery epic about a warrior who can speak with animals. A buff Mark Singer plays the sword-swinging Dr. Dolittle, Dar of the Emirites, accompanied by ex-Charlie's Angel Tanya Roberts, in his quest to dethrone the zealous tyrant sorcerer Max and avenge his slain people. Dennis Miller famously quipped at the time that HBO stood for, "Hey, Beastmaster's on," in reference to the channel's constant airing of the film. Here's the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra with Lee Holdridge's main theme for Beastmaster here on Sonic Cinema.
Thank you.
sword and sorcery film from a director who brought Captain America to the silver screen is next up. Stay tuned. This is Sonic Cinema.